Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello, welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Candace Campos, and we're on location at the Orlando Packing District.
And I'm Lisa Bell. We are at a brand new bakery from a renowned chef who specializes in macarons and other French pastries. We are joined today by Olivier Saint Marie. Thank you so much for joining us on Florida Foodie. Where are we?
We are in our brand new facility.
Yes.
Our company name is La Maison du Macaron.
Okay.
So, and we're obviously making macarons.
La Maison du Macaron.
That's
La
right.
La Maison du Macaron.
Right. But people in Central Florida and around the world have probably tasted some of the delicious food that you've made if you've ever been to Epcot at the French restaurant there, because that's where some of your background is from.
Yes. I used to work at Epcot on Disney Cruise Line in Paris. I'm from Paris, actually. So, and I'm really happy to bring all these, exciting products here.
Mm-hmm. So, are macaroons your favorite thing to make?
It's one of the favorite things to make.
Yeah.
It's very popular. All the time I go to a party, it's like, where's the macaron? So that's what people ask. I don't know if they're happy to see me or to see the macaroons, but it's very popular.
And it's an art, because during the pandemic, my sister and I tried creating something that doesn't look anything like these beautiful things, but
it was a macaron fail
big time. Yeah. But there is a lot of science, there's a lot of art all behind these little handheld pieces of art.
It's not complicated once you know
what you're doing.
like everything, but but basically macarons are made from powdered sugar, almond flour, so egg white and sugar.
Okay.
Very simple ingredients.
Yeah.
Okay. It just after when you start mixing them, it's a little bit, it gets interesting.
And you were telling us, this is the French macaron, because some people might hear the name and think it has coconut and chocolate and other things.
So the French macarons, there's only one O. And the macaroons with two O's, there's a coconut domes that are really dense.
A big difference.
Okay. So remember that when you go to Paris and ask for a macaroon versus macaron.
So how does this become this?
So this basically, we're going to make a paste with almond flour, powdered sugar, and some egg white. We're going to add some coloring. So here, for example, we have some Duchelles, their coffee, if you want to have a look.
Mm-hmm. It's something
very...
Oh, so is this what it starts out like?
Yes, that's what it's like once it's baked. Then we're going to put some filling in the middle and then slightly press them. And that will give you your macarons. So now, depending on the amount of coloring or the color you want or the flavors, then you can just adjust it and have a lot of different, colors.
And what are some of those flavors there?
So for example, if we have a look at this. Mm. So this one is one of my favorites, it's spice. It's a blend, there's a 5-6 different spices actually in it. It was really interesting to develop. I don't know if you guys want to try it if you're in spice.
Should we try this it or one, smell it or both?
This one, I'll show you everything and then you can decide.
Of course I
want
to try it.
So, those ones are coconut lime. This one is a coffee. This one is a caramel with some sea salt. This one is an exotic mix. We got some banana, some passion fruit, some lime, and this one is one of my favorite. It's blackcurrant and I forgot blackcurrant, cassis, and lavender.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll go coffee.
You go coffee. It's early in the morning, so
what do you recommend?
It depends.
I want to try this one because you had me on the spices. But go on.
Try with the spice. Yeah. Is that the thing? After we're gonna have a selection of 18 different flavors. So in each box, we're going to have a description of all the flavors. Mm-hmm. So it's depending on your taste. I'm pretty sure you can find something you're going to like.
And so where could people purchase these?
These, we're going to have a website after, so people can order. Mm-hmm. We're going to have different collections. So we're going to have a classic collections with the caramel, the spice, the coffee, the vanilla. We're going to have a fruit collection where you're going to have the cassis, the exotic. Here we have some strawberry and lime, raspberry, and we're going to have a 100% chocolate. So we're going to have a fudge, we're going to have a chocolate, a regular chocolate, mint chocolate, chocolate passion, chocolate orange. So lot of chocolate mint actually is really interesting. We were working on that last week with some crushed peppermint candy in it.
What's your favorite? Which is one that
favorite,
just you'd have to
one,
have?
I really like those ones, the purple one. I mean, it's really, I like combinations of flavors.
Yeah.
That's always interesting. Like this one is the coco lime. The spice, you have different spices in it. Caramel and sea salt is classic, but always work. The coffee, there's three different types of coffee in it.
I can feel, so good.
You have, you know, you have instant coffee, a coffee extract, a regular coffee that we infuse to get like...
What about a champagne flavor? Do you have a champagne flavored one?
I don't have a champagne flavor.
Okay.
We can do that.
It's not champagne, it's champagne.
Yeah, champagne.
Mm-hmm. This tastes like a pumpkin spice latte to me.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Have you had one of those before?
Yeah, I'm not a big... I'm not a big fan of pumpkin.
But, okay, well, when you
eat pumpkin, you taste only the spice. Yeah. So basically, a lot of people told me when I was developing the recipe, it took me like 5 or 6 tries. Mm-hmm. People were trusting them. It's not Christmassy enough. That's something.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Like, I'm French. Yeah. I mean, what's Christmassy?
Yeah. What does that mean? Know, right.
It's cinnamon. Okay, so. But
yeah, maybe that's what I'm tasting is the cinnamon.
Yeah, this cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger powder, cloves. We put a little bit of orange zest as well,
I have two boys, and they are huge Orlando City soccer fans, and so they love the purple ones.
Oh, that makes sense.
They like the purple ones.
You still didn't answer which one's your favorite, though.
I still have an answer.
He likes them all.
Yeah.
You can't answer that.
I like them all. Honestly, I like this one, the strawberry lime.
Yeah.
I like the fruit. I like the combinations with fruit. I mean, fruits and chocolate. But it's, honestly, I like the purple one. That's kind of the one I'm on right now, but I like to, always change.
It's unusual to have an entire bakery that focuses on just one thing. Why did you pick macarons?
Because it's extremely, extremely popular.
Yeah.
And I think there's definitely a niche on it. There's a lot of people who still don't know. And there's also a lot of macarons online that I'm not really liking. But I want people to really taste the macarons like we have them in France. Because it's something I grew up with, macarons. I learned how to make macarons a long time ago. And there's still people, when they try them, they're like,
It's kind of like
they're crispy, but not crispy. But
right.
And filling, but not filling. It's just airy, and
that's what I really like. I mean, all the time I meet people or I go to a party and I'm like, okay, try this, there's this. And people are like, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave you some, so you
I already want another one.
Yeah, so go ahead.
All right, Olivia, thank you so much. We're going to head into the kitchen now to watch the magic in the making, to see how this all comes together. And we're going to sample a whole lot more.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Stick with us.
Welcome back. We are inside the kitchen at Maison du Macaron with Chef Olivier Saint-Marie, and we are making some macarons today.
Yes.
This is mesmerizing.
It really is. Look at this machine. It's just creating them right before our eyes. How many macarons do you create every day?
Well, we can go, I mean, per batch, it's about 25 to 30 sheet pans of those. So you can see 70 shells, 35 macarons all together.
That's a lot.
That's beautiful.
On each tray. So today, I mean, we're on a green macarons. Mm-hmm. We can do any colors we want.
So basically, this is the almond flour and the sugar has been mixed. It goes into this machine.
Yes.
What makes it green?
Food coloring.
Okay.
Now we use some food dyes. They're all natural.
So,
So once we get our paste, I mean, it goes in our little machine here.
So question, is the flavoring of the macaron in the shells?
No.
It's all the filling.
The flavoring is going to come, all the flavor is going to come into the filling of the macarons. So those are just like an almond shell. You imagine an almond cookie, basically. So it's going to go then after in the oven.
Once this will likely become the coconut and lime macaron?
Yes. So those ones are for the coconut lime.
Okay.
Yes.
So these look like little kind of chocolate kisses almost. How do you get them from this shape into the perfect macaron?
We tap them slightly. Okay. I mean, it's going to slightly spread after in the oven.
And what is that process like?
In the oven?
No, tapping
them. Oh, the tapping. No, we just tap them a little bit.
Okay.
So you don't have the top.
Okay.
And once we're gonna let them dry, just to form like a skin on top. So like this, they don't crack, and you have something perfectly smooth. So
that is interesting. So how many can you bang out in like? I mean, how many do you do a day?
A day, probably. We can go up to almost 10,000 to 12,000.
A day.
Yes, I mean thanks to.
Yeah. Well, thanks to this bad boy. Yeah.
Yes, otherwise no, we wouldn't.
Yeah. Because I've seen that, you know, you have those in those at-home makers that the silicone comes in little circles and you have to just kind of match them and stuff.
It's at home. Here we're a little bit more.
Right.
At home, yeah, I understand. I mean, you got your piping bag. I'll show you after. Or we're going to fill up some accounts. So I'll show
you. We get
to
pipe with you?
Yes, we're going to pipe.
This seems like a real science.
There's a science. Yeah. You need to know your ingredients. Mm-hmm. You need to know your equipment, how it works. You need to be able to adjust it. It's like our oven. I mean, I'll show you the oven as well. I mean, it takes, you know, a couple of tests to really adjust the temperature. Yeah. There's definitely a science behind it.
So you've had a few fails in your past too, just like Candace.
Oh yes, no, we had two.
What would you say was the worst flavor you came up with?
The worst flavor I had to do, I don't remember.
Okay.
Because when you talk about flavors, it depends on your taste, on your education, on your personal preferences. That's why we have like a wide selection where people can pick up whatever they will be more comfortable with.
Obviously, you have a lot of fruit flavors. Do you ever do any savory, like bacon-flavored macaron?
Maple and bacon.
I'm not a big fan of those. I'd rather stay classic. After, if it's something people really want, we can develop the recipe and do a special order for them.
Yeah. So, okay.
But bacon, macaron, okay. I'll give you a call.
I don't think he's a big fan, Lisa.
So these just came out of here. Show us the process.
Yeah, where's the process going?
So the process is we're just going to tap it a little bit. Okay. So they're slightly going to spread.
There's some air bubbles in there, Chef. There's some air bubbles. I'm getting nervous.
Which could that be
no,
cracking?
That's fine. It's going to be, he's going to go away. Okay. He's going to go away at
the we're trusting you.
Yes, we are. So, and this after, we're just going to let them dry. It's about half an hour, 40 minutes, depend on humidity.
Before you put it in the oven?
Yeah, before we bake them.
Okay.
Oven is going to take about 30, 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature on this big oven we have, it's about 270 degrees.
It's funny how you say a big oven, because I just think like a really big oven, but wait until you see the size of this oven.
It's interesting.
You go here, I mean, you must let them dry over there.
Yes. So you have a rack over there that has them.
So, and I can show you after.
Yeah.
Are we going to...
So how long is... how loud is that? Because when we were taping in that other room, you had some employees.
Show us. Let's do it.
Sometimes we have to... I don't know where I put my...
you have a little napkin down there. Yeah.
So we just tap them slightly. So we just spread them
a little
bit more. So what you want also is this machine. Sometimes it makes a little bump on top and you don't want that bump. You want something. So you just type them a little bit, kind of spreads a little bit more, and you make something even on top.
Okay.
So
it's good. So your management too.
If it comes out with a bump, do you throw it away?
No, we try to have, I mean, with the machine, I mean, we're very consistent, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, we're picky with
it's
the
rare
final
to make a
product.
Mistake, is what I'm hearing.
It's, we do.
Do you put some back?
We do sometimes.
You put some in your pocket at the end of the day.
It's an exact science, but it's, I mean, sometimes, we got a few here and there that are, you know, not so nice. So we try to avoid this.
So with this, a little bit of TV magic, we're going to fast forward to the 30-minute drying process.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the next step.
And then we're going to show you, I mean, the baking stage. And I still need to show you the piping.
Let's go.
All right, with the magic of TV, we have the trays ready to go into the oven, right, Chef?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Shall we go?
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this.
We're noticing the temperature on the oven. It's 267 degrees.
It's kind of specific.
That is very specific.
Yes.
Not 265.
Yeah. No.
Not 270.
No. It's like, no.
No.
267 degrees. That's toasty.
I have never seen an oven like this before.
And that's it.
Okay. And so how long will they cook?
So those are going to stay. So 35 minutes. So yeah. We're going to start to bake.
Okay. Oh, I hear it.
Oh, it spins.
Yes.
So what's the purpose of it spinning?
So you have consistent baking.
It's like convection.
Okay. Yes. And why 267? Like, how did you narrow it down to that specific?
We've done several tests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it needs time at lower temperature to bake. It's not like bread where you want to go at really high temperature.
Right.
These, they need to dry to make like a, remove as much humidity as possible from this. So the shells, they are really dry at the end. It takes longer time at a lower temperature.
Okay. So, and 268 would ruin them?
No.
No.
No, we just did a test.
Okay.
And it was a...
All right, so we're in, so while those are cooking, you said for how long? You said 30?
That's going to be, so we got a timer, 34 minutes.
34 minutes, all right.
So,
but then you have these pretty ones here waiting for us.
Yes, just for you, so a little bit of an exercise.
Nice.
So what we're going to do is here, so I got a raspberry filling that
dangerous.
We made. So I'm going to show you how to do a little bit of piping. It's going to be an interesting exercise.
Yes.
So, here's the way we fill them up. Mm-hmm. That's the amount of filling we put
just
inside.
That amount.
Just that amount.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to
vary everything.
Like a,
yes.
You like a wrist action.
What I'm learning is it's very specific, everything.
It's French.
It's not, what do you mean?
Specific. It's an art to your macarons.
Yes.
Yes.
So you just press a little bit, you stop, and you just make a little bit of a move.
Okay.
So
I do see that little wrist action.
So that's all we're going to do. And after, you're going to put the top.
Okay.
And the macarons, you always press them till the filling comes to the edge.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
That way you can taste it in every bite.
Yes. So.
Okay.
You ready?
Can we taste that one or does it have to sit for a minute?
So for the macarons, they're always best the day after.
Okay.
The shell right now is dry. Mm-hmm. So you want it to infuse, you know, with the flavors you're going to be making. It's always best to let it mature and to wait 24 hours.
That's going
to
be hard for us.
I know.
We got some over there.
We got some.
Is that already?
Yes.
Okay, so
right.
And after, just like this.
Okay, a little, okay.
That's simple, easy.
And Okay.
All right, let's go.
Candace has actually made some cakes before.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen you baking before.
Yeah.
So on this, don't forget to twist a little bit and hold it in your hand, like this. So like this, you got...
Why am I so nervous? Okay.
So tell us how you make, what is in this filling? We know it's raspberry flavored.
This one, to get a nice raspberry flavor, so we use some raspberry puree and some fresh raspberries as well. So,
Candace, oh my God, she's now ruined two.
Yeah.
She's ruined two.
You have to press, stop, and then
cut. She definitely got that one on the edge.
Yeah.
I failed it. If I was in your school. Okay.
Try again. Better. Oh.
I got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Again, fail.
That was better.
That is better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Show off. Let's go.
No, go ahead. The third time's a charm.
Okay. All right. What would your grade be?
If she were applying for a job here.
That
looks awful. This looks like an emoji and not the good kind.
It looks like a turd. Right?
If you say it.
What's the French term for that?
Not good.
Okay, so. Good. All right.
I'm going to try.
All right.
So how did you learn to make macarons? When did this start for you? You grew up in France.
Grew up in France.
Yeah. Is this like a family tradition for you to make?
Actually, my aunt and my uncle had two pastry shop in Paris. So all the time I had school vacation because I grew up about 45 minutes away from Paris.
Okay.
East of Paris. I mean, it's... A lot of food over there. I mean, a lot of farms. So, I mean, I was really, I feel like fortunate that I grew up at that time. We didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
We didn't have internet. Yeah. We were outside all the time. So
eating French food.
Yes.
What a life.
Sounds like a dream.
So it's, I got into food really quick. I mean, my mom was always cooking Sunday dinners. So I knew exactly what I wanted. So I moved to Paris with them, started to learn, I mean, really young, working with them. So it was like 35 years ago and I'm still baking.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's a special thing in your heart that just keeps you coming back.
I wouldn't see myself see anything. So in France, we have this program we call an apprenticeship. So mm-hmm. where you spend actually 2 weeks mm-hmm. working and 1 week at school, and you can start as early as 16. Mm-hmm. So I knew what I wanted to do. I'm like, okay, I'm done with school. Yeah. So that's it.
I mean, you're also a chef who makes, you know, chicken and everything on the menu, you know.
I'd rather
but
stay
this
with
is your specialty. Yes.
Pastry is really what really moves me. So after a year, I mean, we all have to make a living.
Of course. But
this is really what I mm-hmm. like to do. So
it's that whole thing of if you love what you do, you're not really working a day in your life. So.
But we're talking, but we haven't seen.
Have you seen? She's trying to stretch, so we wrap up time. So don't see the
time. Oh, time to go. This has been a wonderful experience.
We haven't seen yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you see this?
Yes. So you need to have your hand slightly under. So let's see. Yeah, stop. And actually, it's better. I mean,
mine's better? Did I hear that correctly?
I'm not going to hear the end of this.
Okay, so the challenge is both of us, for some reason, we lifted our macaron. What's up with that?
Yeah, good. So go in the center.
You'll see. Okay.
Yeah, press. Stop. Yeah. It's kind of
the twist keeps from lifting.
Yes.
Did you guys have lessons before I got here?
No.
She's
been coming here the past week, so that's
why. I knew it.
Is this the right amount?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it's
perfect. So, what I'm hearing is it's
so
perfect.
Now try to press them after that.
Well, let me
assemble them.
Let me start pressing this one.
Yeah, that's actually not too bad.
All right.
This is stressful. Now I know what you mean.
No, you don't, because yours are perfect.
Move yours away from mine. I feel like it's giving me a bad name.
But you know what? They look the same once you put them in.
They taste the same, I'm sure. Okay, so I don't know if I'm doing this right, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, just look at it from this side, not from this side.
Yes, I mean.
Mine's a little crooked.
She went out of her macaron.
Yeah, press a little bit too much.
Yeah, so. See?
You know what you do when that happens?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Okay, no,
is that how you make a perfect turkey?
Yeah, no. No. No, you have to eat
it. Now look at it. It looks good, right?
Yeah, just for you.
Are you going to kick us out now, Chef?
So,
I think so. It's out with us.
Yeah.
Chef, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you
for letting us have a good time in your kitchen. Of course, let us know your website and all the other ways that here in Central Florida we can get these amazing macarons.
So good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're good.
I can't believe you licked it.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh. Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Olivier St. Marie. You can find his business online at lmdmacaron.com. You can also find it on Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. She's on Facebook. Just search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.